This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I know we're living in times of fitna, and practicing our deen is challenging. We're living in times of TikTok, Snapchat, and Instagram, and they've all sucked us in. We're living in times where some of us are willing to jeopardize their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their akhirah, their eternity, for a few likes or comments. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. We are living in tough times, yes, but know with certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates your efforts and will reward you in unimaginable ways. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Ahead of you are days of patience, when holding on to one's religion will be like holding on to hot coals. And whoever holds on to his religion in that time, their reward will be the reward of 50 people." Now the companions hearing this, they're thinking about their struggles, about how they were tortured, about how they were starved, about how they were abused. And so they're thinking, 50 people, I wonder, 50 of them, right? And so the companion said, "Ya Rasulullah, 50 times the reward of their reward." And the Prophet ﷺ said, "No, rather 50 from you." Meaning it's like the reward of 50 companions. Could you imagine that? Look at Allah's appreciation and His generosity to multiply our reward by 50. SubhanAllah, the analogy the Prophet ﷺ used, a time of patience will come to people in which adhering to one's religion is like grasping on a hot coal. Why would a person hold on to some burning coal? Why would they withstand that pain? Why would they continue to hold on? There could only be one reason for someone to do that out of their own will. Because it's worth it. Because letting go would be worse. Because it's salvation. Because it's following what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked us to do. And it's staying away from that which Allah and His Messenger prohibited us. And doing that is the path to bliss, to eternal bliss. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Islam began as something strange and shall return as something strange. So give glad tidings to the strangers." I know it's hard, especially when everyone else is doing something. You know, there are things that are trending and that are hip, and deep down inside, we all just want to fit in. We all want to be cool. But I assure you, going down that path is one of temporary pleasures. Temporary laughs, temporary acceptance by others. And when it fades, we're just going to keep searching for the next group of people to accept us. But if we strive for acceptance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should know that He is the one who's capable of granting us happiness, acceptance, wealth, and eternal success. So don't shy away from being seen as strange. Why? Because we have a Lord who appreciates our efforts and magnifies our reward, who will gift us paradise, not like the beautiful places that you see on travel commercials or while scrolling through Instagram, but a paradise that's beyond imagination, one that is designed and fashioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created us and created this beautiful world that we live in, for those that He's pleased with, for those who obeyed Him, for those who are patient. So how do we do that? How can we remain steadfast on our deen?